圣经记载在腓立比书三章十节，我们把这一段经文一起来读一下。经文好，我们一起来读一下。使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受死，效法他的死。Please， 我们把时间交给 Bishop。Yes.
Good morning.
早上好。
It's a great honor that you have given me the opportunity to deliver a message to all of you.
今天我非常非常的荣幸，你们给我机会在让我在这里可以分享神的话语。
And I hope I can serve you faithfully through the Word of God.
我希望我能够借着这次的讲道来忠心的服侍我们的主。
And I have given this title, Knowing Christ and Make Him Known.
我今天的讲到的题目叫做认识基督，希望让基督被我们更深入的认识。
But before that, I would like to ask you something.
开始之前我想要问问大家。
I would like you to look at the person next to you and say, do you know me?
我想跟你们旁边两边的人问一问说你认识我吗？Do you know me?
I hope we know each other.
我希望我们都彼此的认识。
And that's the reason why it's so important that we know whom we are worshiping.
这个就是非常重要的，就是说我们要对我们所敬拜的这位主，我们要认识他。
In the text that I have given, I have studied.
今天我们要讲到的经文，我研究的经文。
Apostle Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death.
今天的经文告诉我们说，保罗说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
We cannot follow whom we don't know.
我们不可能跟一个我们不认识的人。
We should desire a deep personal relationship with Christ.
我们应该渴望更深的、更个人化的认识我们的基督。
To know Christ is the highest goal which we must set in our own lives because Christ is what it's all about.
我们应该让基督成为我们人生的最高的目标，因为基督就是我们的一切。
To gain everything and not have Christ is to have nothing.
拥有世界上的一切，却不拥有基督，我们等于是一无所有。
To lose everything and gain Christ is to have everything.
我们如果失去一切所有的，但是我们却拥有基督，我们就意味着就等于我们拥有了一切。
The Apostle Paul gave up his achievements, wealth, comfort, even family because he considers that knowing Christ is the one thing of supreme value.
我们看到使徒保罗他放弃了他所有的成就，他所有的这个财富，他的这个舒适的环境，甚至他的家庭，因为他知道认识耶稣基督就是一个特别具有价值的这件事情。
So with that in mind, how can we know Christ?
我们应该在我们的心中要提出这个问题，我们怎么能够认识我们的基督？
And Apostle Paul gave us important principles in knowing Christ through the following course of action.
我们看到保罗他经过通过下面几个行动，他提出了以下几个重要的原则。
And number one is that he says that I may know him.
第一个就行动就是我可以认识他。
To know Christ is a personal commitment.
认识耶稣基督是一个个人的、个人的决定和个人的委身。
Many knows about historical Jesus, but they do not know the personal Jesus Christ.
很多人都认识历史上的耶稣，但跟耶稣基督却没有个人的关系。
Let me just ask you a question. Do you know your president?
我想问问大家，你们认识你们的总统吗？
You know your president?
你们认识你们的总统吗？
You probably know about him.
也许你认识关于他的一些事情。
Where he was born, what he does.
啊，比如说他在哪里出生啊，他做过什么事情啊。
But unless you meet him, you don't know him personally.
除非你见过这位总统，否则你就不能说你认识你的总统。
I know my president.
我认识我的总统。
But I don't think he knows me.
我想他肯定不认识我。
There must be a personal relationship.
我必须是要有一个个人跟个人之间的关系。
Do you have a personal relationship with God?
你们跟我们的上帝有一个个人的关系吗？
Or do you just know about God?
还是说你只是认识关于耶稣的一些事情？
There are many people today, they know about God, but they don't know God.
很多今天很多的人是了解关于上帝的事情，但是他们却没有真正的认识神。
In context, Paul wrote this from jail in Rome, awaiting for his execution.
我们看到这个整个经文的背景告诉我们，保罗其实是在等候他将要被处死的这个在监狱里的一个状况。
Here at the end of his life, and yet he still has an intense desire to know Christ more intimately.
我们看到了，尽管他已经到了人生的最后的阶段，但是他内心却对耶稣基督、认识耶稣基督充满着热情和渴望。
Probably Apostle Paul knows already Jesus Christ very well.
可能保罗已经对耶稣基督认识已经相当相当多了。
But it is so amazing that even before he died, he still wanted to know Christ.
但是非常非常奇妙的是说，在他临死之前，他还想更多的了解耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督。
Look at the person next to you and say, "Do you know Christ?"
你跟你的隔壁的邻居说，你认识基督吗？跟你隔壁的弟兄姐妹问一问他们，你认识基督吗？
You know Christ.
I know Christ.
Sinclair Ferguson, who is a theologian, says.
有一位神学家叫做 Sinclair Ferguson 曾经这样说。
We tend to be a generation of Christians who major on minor matters, but do not seem to possess the true measure of the gospel in the knowledge of God. We do not really know God. At best, we know about Him.
他说，这位神学家说，我们这一代基督徒往往专注在小事情上，但是对神的认识却似乎没有真正掌握到福音的这个规模，福音的这个大能。我们并不真正的认识神，我们充其量只是了解关于神的一些的事情。
Knowing Christ is a personal commitment.
认识基督是我们个人的一个委身和我们的决定。
And the second course of action that Apostle Paul mentioned is, he said, and the power of his resurrection. He want to experience the power of his resurrection.
我们看到保罗他的第二个行动告诉我们说，他要晓得他复活的大能，要了解耶稣基督复活的大能。
To experience the resurrection of Jesus Christ is to experience the powerful life.
要经历耶稣基督，因耶稣基督的话，必须要经历到耶稣基督他这种复活的大能和在生命当中的力量。
Power in Greek means dunamis.
这个大能这个字在原文当中叫做 dunamis。
And this is where we get the word dynamite.
啊，其实这个字就是炸药这个字的一个词根的来源。
And this is what Apostle Paul wanted to experience, a powerful life.
这就是保罗讲的，他要怎么样来经历到这个福音的这种大能的这个词。
And you and I must experience a powerful life.
你和我都应该去经历这种这个生命当中的这个大能。
You know, the dynamite is used by military to destroy bridges and everything that will hinder their plan.
我们看到这个炸药是用来去毁灭那些所有的那些这个拦阻他们计划的一些的设施，比如说这些桥梁啊，或者是这些设施的。
That's why Apostle Paul wanted to experience this kind of powerful life.
这就是为什么保罗他要去经历这种生命当中的那个大能。
We know that we cannot overcome temptation in our own strength.
其实我们没有办法依靠自己的力量去克服我们的那个试探和引诱。
Life was so demanding nowadays.
其实今天的人民的生活是非常具有挑战的。
Look at the person next to you and say, "You need power, Paul. You need power."
你跟你旁边的人说，你需要大能，你需要力量。
Amen.
Amen.
You need power.
你需要大能。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nowadays we see Israel and Hamas.
今天我们看到了以色列和哈马斯。
Both wanted to defeat each other.
他们彼此都想要毁灭对方。
By their technology, weapons, and military expertise.
啊，他们就希望用他们的这个科技，用他们的这个武器，用他们这个军事上的那些专家。
And they even seek for the support of their allies like America, Russia, and China.
啊，其实他们都彼此要在寻找自己的这个联盟或者是支持者，比如说像美国、像俄罗斯、像中国这样的。
They have the ultimate capability to wipe away an entire nation.
啊，这些大国其实是完全有能力把整个国家都可以毁灭掉的。
But sadly, they don't have the power to eradicate and solve the wickedness of the heart of humanity.
可悲的是这些势力根本没有办法去消除人们内心当中的那些软弱和罪恶。
In the case of Apostle Paul, his heart was so wicked, and it was totally changed by the power of the resurrected Christ.
我们看到保罗在信主之前他其实在大马士革的路上，他那邪恶的心就是被耶稣基督复活的大能彻底的改变了。
Apostle Paul became unshakable from his newfound faith in Christ.
保罗他能够在耶稣基督这个信仰上面建立了一个永不动摇的那个根基。
And he was so obsessed of knowing and proclaiming Christ since he encountered Jesus.
自从他开始认识耶稣基督以来，他就心中有一种特别的渴望，想要更多的认识基督，就好像着了魔一样的。
Apostle Paul didn't say that he wanted to know more of the power of education or the power of friendship.
保罗他并没有说我想要更多的了解这个教育的大能啊，更多的了解我朋友的大能，他没有这样说。
But Apostle Paul seek for the power of the resurrected Christ.
保罗他所渴望追求的就是耶稣基督复活的大能。
For resurrection power is power over sin and death.
啊，这个复活的大能的这个能力是战胜死亡和这个罪的一种的力量。
Paul said, "I need to have that kind of power."
保罗说，我希望能够拥有这一种的大能。
Because Apostle Paul knew that man can control the entire ship with just a small rudder, but man cannot control his own tongue.
我们知道保罗他清楚地知道人很可能只需要一个小小的舵就可以来控制一艘的船只，但是人却没有办法控制自己的舌头。
Today, the technology can guide the rocket ship, come back and land safely on earth, but we cannot guide our family in our own houses without the power of God.
今天人们的科技可以让这个人造的卫星可以发出去，然后回来，并且安全地降落在地球上。但是人们却没有办法在自己的房子里面好好地引导来这个引导自己的家庭，来带领自己的家庭。
We need help. We need God's power.
我们需要帮助，我们需要上帝的大能。
Like Apostle Paul, we must know and experience the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须像保罗这样去经历这位从死里复活的耶稣基督复活的大能。
Look at the person next to you and touch his shoulder and say, "You look powerful today."
你跟你旁边的人按着他的肩膀说，我看你今天非常有能力。
Do you believe that you have the power?
你们是不是相信你们已经拥有了一个能力啊？
We must be a powerful believers of Christ.
我们必须是一个耶稣基督的充满大能的一些跟随者。
And that can only happen if we have experienced the power of his resurrection.
我们要成为一个有大能有能力的跟随者，我们必须要经历这位耶稣基督他复活的大能。
The third thing that Apostle Paul mentioned is the fellowship of his suffering.
我们看到第三方面，保罗说，他的行动就是晓得他的复活的大能，或者是跟耶稣基督一同受苦。
To know Christ is to experience pain.
去认识耶稣基督，其实就是去经历痛苦。
Paul believed that participating in the fellowship of Christ's suffering was part of our preparation for sharing his future glory.
其实保罗相信一起参与到基督与耶稣基督一同受苦，其实就是为将来预备将来一起来分享他的荣耀。
It was in Paul's sufferings that he got to know Jesus more intently.
我们看到保罗就是通过跟耶稣基督一同受苦，以至于他才能够更亲密地来认识耶稣基督。
There is a slogan in every gym, you know, a training center.
在很多这个练身房会有一个标语常常挂在外面。
No pain, no gain.
他的标语叫做没有痛苦就没有收获。
You will not grow not unless you experience pain.
你必须要能够你要成长的话，你必须要经历痛。
You will see all those who are in the gym when they carry something, their face you cannot paint because they are in pain.
你们看到了这些练身的人，他们这个两手抓着那些重的东西，他们的满脸都是痛苦的感觉。
You cannot experience strength not unless you experience pain.
你无法真正的经历到力量，除非你真的是能够经历这样的痛。
There will always be sufferings that includes in our way of life as Christians.
我们作为基督徒，在我们的生命当中，常常痛苦是我们不可分割的一部分。
I still remember when I was young in the Philippines.
我还记得在我年轻的时候，在菲律宾。
We are solid Catholic believers. We are Catholic religion.
我们其实是一个天主教国家，我们是一个可以说是一个坚固的天主教信徒。
And when the time that the family became born again,
当我们的整个的家庭重生得救以后，
all our neighbors go against us.
所有我们的邻居都反对我们。
They don't want to mingle with us.
他们不喜欢跟我们混在一起。
We suffer a rejection from the society.
我们从整个的社区可以是感受到了一种的被拒绝。
My mother and my father and the rest of the children are kneeling before Mary.
我的母亲他们就跪在这个玛利亚的这个像前。
But after receiving Christ, we are totally changed.
我们其实当我们信了耶稣以后，我们整个完全改变了。
But the whole community went against us.
整个的社区都来反对我们。
And it is too painful for the whole family.
对我们一个家庭来说是何等的痛苦啊！
And people are throwing stones when we are having prayer meeting.
啊，当我们有那个一起去有这个祷告会的时候，人们就用石头啊向我们扔石头。
And they don't talk to us.
他们不跟我们说话。
Because we receive Christ in a different way.
因为我们用不同的方式去接受了耶稣基督。
Apostle Paul said to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
啊，我们看到了在提摩太后书的三章十二节说，不但如此，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And even Jesus told his disciples, if any one of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way.Take up your cross and follow me.
我们看到主耶稣也跟他的门徒说，你们若要跟从我的话，你要放弃你自己的生活方式，要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Look at the person next to you and say, do you want to experience suffering?
你跟你的邻居问问他说，你是否愿意经历痛啊？
It's part of our life.
这是我们生活当中的一部分。
We cannot ignore and avoid suffering.
我们没有办法忽略或者是忽视这个生命当中的痛。
It's part of growth as a Christian.
这是我们必须成长当中必须经历的一部分。
Look at the person next to you and say, experience suffering and you will grow.
啊，跟你的邻居说，经历痛你才能够成长。
Nobody wants suffering.
没有人愿意经历痛苦。
And finally, Apostle Paul.
最后，保罗这样说。
He says he wants to be conformed unto his death.
保罗他愿意被整个耶稣基督的死来同化。我们中文翻译成效法他的死。
To know Christ is to be in pattern to his death.
啊，认识耶稣基督就是遵循耶稣基督死亡的那种模式。
It means Christ's death is a pattern, and we take this death as the pattern of our life.
啊，我们这个意思就是说，耶稣基督他的死就是我们的一种生活的方式。
This means that we can live a crucified life with Christ.Alive continually under the cross.
这个意思就是说，我们能过与耶稣基督同定十字架的生活，那是一种在十字架下面持续的一种的生活。
When we live such a life, the life of God is manifested in our lives.
当我们活出这样生命的时候，耶稣基督他的大能就彰显在我们生命当中。
When we die to our own ambitions and live for something greater than ourselves, then we begin living.
当我们要放弃我们的这个野心，并且为比自己更伟大的事业和目标生活的时候，这才是我们生活的真正开始。
Apostle Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ." And to die is gain.
保罗这样说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Look at the person next to you and say, I'm ready to die.
跟你旁边的邻居说，我已经准备死了。他说已经死了。She said she already died.
We have to die to our own ambition.
我们必须对我们的野心去死。
And let the will of God be made fulfilled in our lives.
我们让耶稣基督的旨意，神的旨意，可以充满在我们的生命当中。
According to Apostle Paul, to know Christ is to know everything.
根据保罗告诉我今天告诉我们的，就是去认识耶稣基督，其实就是去认识一切。
Nothing else is really important.
除这个以外，没有再比这个更重要的事情了。
Nothing else even comes close.
其实没有任何事情都可以跟这样的伟大的目标去相比较。
You cannot just know him simply by reading and listening.
我们不可能只是通过阅读通过这个聆听来认识耶稣基督。
Somehow it is necessary to experience him personally.And his nature and attributes to really know him.
我们其实必须要去经历他，我们要去经历他，经历他所有的属性，让我们更深的可以认识他。
Your life and his life must be engaged together.
啊，耶稣基督的生命跟我们的生命必须要融合在一起。
That is the knowledge of Christ when you experience Him personally.
这就是我们来认识耶稣基督时候的啊，所个人所得到的关于耶稣基督他的信息。
I was born in a Christian family.
我是在一个基督教家庭成长的。
I've been hearing about Christ when the pastor is preaching.
啊，我经常听牧师的讲道，我了解蛮多关于耶稣基督的事情。
My mother and my father will walk 3 kilometers to attend the church.
啊，我的父母亲要走3公里的路去参加教会活动。
I still remember I was just a small boy. We are 12 in the family.
啊，我们一家有12个孩子，我是最小的啊，我自己还是很小的一个孩子。
We are like ducklings.
啊，我们好像是一群这个鸭子一样的。
And I was the last. I'm following the formation.
啊，我是最后一个，就跟着这个鸭队啊，鸭队伍往前走。
And we walk, and the dog is barking, and the wind is blowing. But my mother and father keep on moving, wanted to attend the church.
啊，我们就一直走，一直走。你们看到有风在那边吹，有那狗在那边叫，但是我的父母完全不顾这一些，然后带着我们往前到教会去。
And when we arrive in the church, I fall asleep. I don't understand anything because I'm too tired.
然后到了教会，我坐在那边就开始睡觉，因为我已经太累了，我根本没有听到任何东西。
I only wake up when the pastor says Amen.
啊，到最后这个牧师说阿门的时候，我就醒过来了。
I've been hearing about Jesus, about God.
啊，我从小就听关于耶稣的事，关于上帝的事，关于耶稣的事。
Whether you believe it or not.
啊，不管你相不相信。
The only time that I met Jesus Christ is when I was in Japan.
啊，其实我唯独一次我遇见耶稣基督，就是我在日本的时候。
When I am working in Japan as a part of the engineering department in Japan shipyard.
啊，我其实当时的时候在一个船屋这个船业公司在工作，我是作为一个工程师在日本工作。
And of all the years that I've been attending the church like you.
啊，我其实是整个人生就一直在就像你们一样的去参加教会。
What I know about Jesus is in the mind.
啊，其实我当时认识耶稣只是在我的头脑里面去认识他。
But not in the heart.
啊，不是在我的心里去认识他。
And there are many Christians like that.
啊，其实今天有很多基督徒都是这样的。
They know God in the mind.
他们只是从头脑里去认识耶稣。
But not in the heart.
他们不是从心里去认识耶稣。
That's why when there is problem.
这个就是为什么有出现问题的根源在。
Their head is aching.
啊，他们的头脑在那里发胀。
Because they just only think about who that God is.
啊，他们一直在那边用头脑去想上帝到底是什么样的。
Let me just encourage you this morning.
啊，今天我只是要来鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹们。
My challenge is for you and I to experience Christ personally.
啊，我今天就是在挑战你，也挑战我自己，让我们一起来个人化的去经历我们的耶稣基督。
Not just what the pastor say.
啊，不是只是听关于牧师说关于耶稣的事情。
Not what just the history say.
啊，我们不是说光去看这个历史上怎么样来描述耶稣基督。
When I was in Japan, I knelt down before God and say, "Who are you, Jesus?"
啊，在日本的时候，我跪在地上就问一个问题说，耶稣基督你到底是谁？
And I say I want to know you more.
我跟他说，耶稣基督我希望更多的认识你。
And the Lord spoke to me personally.
啊，耶稣基督跟我个人来跟我说话。
And say go back to Philippines and I will use you in that place.
啊，后来他就说你回到菲律宾去，我就要好好的使用你。
From that time on until today I'm serving him who is my Lord and my Savior.
从那天开始我直到今天我就一直在服侍这位主，我知道他是谁，我一直在服侍他。
There's a difference between knowing God and knowing about God.
大家一定要认识到这个的区别，是认识关于耶稣的事和真正的认识耶稣有很大的区别。
As what this powerful preacher said, when you truly know God, you have energy to serve Him, boldness to share him and contentment in him. That is what J.I. Packer said.
啊，我们看到 J.I. Packer 在这里面讲到说，只要你能够认识耶稣基督啊，这个认识上帝，你就能够真正的了解他，而且你就有能力去服侍他。你在服侍的时候，你也会充满着这种勇敢，充满着啊这种的这个满足感。
I would like to encourage you before I close.
在我结束之前，我要来啊鼓励大家。
If we became a Christian because we know about God,
假如你认识耶稣基督，或者我们认识啊，我们这个相信耶稣基督，是因为我们了解关于耶稣基督的事情。
This time, you and I.Must completely submit to him and say to Jesus, I want to know you personally.
啊，从今天开始，我们大家都要在上帝的面前，啊，在耶稣基督的面前来告诉他说，耶稣基督，我想要个人的来更多的认识你。
Look at the person next to you and say, Do you know Christ?
跟你旁边的邻居问，你认识基督吗？
And this is the challenge that I would love to give to all of us, even our Filipino congregation.
啊，这就是我希望能够给大家的一个鼓励和挑战，不只是给你们，也给我们菲律宾教会的弟兄姐妹。
Can I extend 1 minute, Pastor?
啊，我们可以 ，of course, 在
one minute only.
啊，我们最后一分钟。
I have a problem with our churches.
我跟我的教会有一些的问题。
People are going from church to church.
我们看到有些弟兄姐妹从一个教会搬到另外一个教会。
I've been preaching so many times in our church.
我在我的教会也是可以说是讲了好多次的道。
And I was just asking God, what will I do?
我就在问上帝说，上帝啊，我怎么办呢？
It's hard for them to come and attend prayer meeting and Bible studies.
啊，我正是说要邀请他们来参加祷告会，要参加这个查经的话，真是比登天还难呢。
And I prayed and fast and asked God, God, give me wisdom. What do you want me to do to your church?
啊，我就在神的面前，我就祷告啊，我去进食啊，就问上帝，我怎么能够帮助这些人回到你的教会里面来？
Do you know what God told me?
啊，你知道上帝怎么样跟我说话吗？
He impressed in my heart and said, "Let them know me."
啊，上帝就有一个声音，有一个话对我说，啊，帮助他们更深的认识我。
Because they know you, but they don't know me.
因为他们很多的人认识主教，认识我，认识你，但是他们不认识耶稣基督。
I hope and I pray that you know Jesus more than your pastor.
我希望你们能够认识更多的认识耶稣基督，而不是更多的认识你们的牧师。
I hope and I pray that you will know Jesus more than the organization.
我希望你们能够更多的认识基督，而不是说更多的认识你们这个机构。
Because in Jesus, all what we need is in Him.
啊，其实我们在耶稣基督里，我们认识了他，其实就拥有了一切。
May God bless you.
愿上帝祝福大家。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Wonderful. Yeah.